It's been more than 10 years since Auckland became a super city, but there's one smelly issue that still divides the city of Sails: rubbish collection. Residents in several pockets of the city have to buy bin tags for collection day. The rest don't. One city, two rules. Why, you ask? Our reporter Louise Tanuth and cameraman Nick Munro hit the streets on rubbish day to get the skinny on the big stink.
It's the sound you hear once a week, early in the morning. A dreaded sound if you've forgotten to put your bins out. But in Waitakere, on the North Shore, in Papakura and in Franklin, there's an extra step. They need to buy a bin tag and stick it onto the handle before wheeling it out to the curb. Here on the North Shore for this particular street, Tuesday means bin day. For this particular 120 litre bin, you need a rubbish tag like this. For this orange tag, it'll set you back $4.10. Smaller bins, which are 80 litres, you need a blue tag, $2.80. And for a 240 litre bin, you need a green tag, which is $5.90. You need to buy these from the supermarket, and no tag, no bin collection. People in bin tag zone need to buy a new tag for their bin collection each week. That means swinging by the local store, library, service centre or supermarket. But a quick trip over the harbour bridge and we're in no bin tag country. Here on the other side of the bridge, it's a much different story. Bins here don't need any tags. They play a flat rate on their rates bill. For an 80 litre bin like this one, it's about $150 a year. So on the city side of the bridge, the cost is included in your rates and is based on how big your bin is. Back on the North Shore, we eventually bumped into the rubbish bin on its early morning pickup. And we met Jared and Sandeep. Jared's job is to run ahead of the truck, ripping the tags off the bins, then Sandeep follows, to tip the bin bits into the truck. If it's the wrong colour, it gets stickered by Jared.
So these are the stickers that we put on the bins.
Yep.
So if it's like, say for instance, like, obviously I said it's a green tag, so here it should say either had no tag or it had a wrong colour tag.
Right, so that's their lesson for next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you still collect it if it's wrong?
No.
Right.
So we just leave the bin and that's it, and we just carry on to the next one.
It's an extra step for him on bin collection day in these parts of Auckland, but he takes it in his stride.
Pretty exhausting going around the whole area?
Oh, it can be, but it's just nice and fit, hard work, easy work.
Janine lives in the area. She says the bin tag system's got to go.
I just think it's useless. Yeah, waste of time. We have to, you know, if you forget, you have to go to the supermarket late at night on a Sunday or whenever it is and get the tag. And then if you get in the morning, you've got your bin for a week. It's just, it doesn't work.
Prefer to have it in your rates bill?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That would just make it a breeze.
Northcote local Jonathan Erickson boycotts the sticker system in favour of buying bags.
We like the discipline of being able to control the process, but we actually tend to use the yellow bags instead because you don't have to have a sticker on those.
He admits the tags are an extra step, but says it makes people think twice about their waste.
I don't mind a little bit of a nuisance value when it's getting us to think more about, you know, should we throw lots of rubbish out every week?
So why are there still two systems operating in one super city? General Manager for Waste Solutions at Auckland Council, Parul Sood, agrees one system would be better.
Definitely, the intention is to go to one system. And you can imagine, historically, we had the seven cities and they all had different ways of doing things. We've actually moved from having bags in some areas to actually have two bins all over the city. So we are making progress, but the way you pay for the service still has to be sorted out.
Checkpoint tallied up the costs, and assuming you're putting your bin out every week, bin tags work out to be more expensive. So if you're putting a 120 litre bin out every week, you're paying $63 more a year. And if you're putting the 240 litre bin out every week, you're paying $86 more a year. But Parul Sood thinks the tag system makes people more conscious of their waste.
So you're more conscious in terms of saying, oh, I need to buy my tag, and it's a cost. And that's what's, it's probably putting it in your mind going, oh, that's a cost I need to think about. Can I actually divert the waste that's in the bin and do something else with it rather than putting it out for collection?
So is there any evidence to prove it works?
So we are looking at the evidence to tell us whether this system is currently achieving what it's supposed to achieve. And that is something we'll take back to our politicians, elected members, to see whether we need to go towards rates, keep what we've got, or move towards a user-based model for the entire region.
But there's no clear indication when they'll make a decision.
That work for the policy is being done now, and we are looking to have something coming in the next 6 months. If we are to change what we are doing, that will have to go out for consultation and ask Aucklanders what would they prefer. So that should come out with the Auckland plan next year.
So Aucklanders will have to wait to have their say on which system they think should be binned.